Most entrepreneurs want clarity. They want to know exactly what actually works for them, what their strengths are, and how to build a business that feels natural instead of forced. But with so many spiritual systems and personality frameworks out there, it's easy to get overwhelmed or feel like you're missing something. Today's conversation will help you cut through the noise and understand your natural way of creating success in a simple and grounded way. Welcome to the Pulse on Human Design, brought to you by bodygraph.com. I'm your host, Vanessa Naja, human design business coach and certified BG5 consultant. Before we dive in, please like the episode, and if you haven't already, please subscribe. It goes a long way in supporting our channel, our small business, and we really appreciate it. Today, I have the pleasure of welcoming Ankara Rose to the show. She's the founder of the Success Codex, a seasoned educator, and a deeply valued part of the bodygraph.com community. She also teaches inside our Business Mastery Hub. Ankara's ability to translate human design astrology and the Success Codex into clear, practical guidance has helped so many entrepreneurs understand their natural strengths and build businesses that actually feel aligned. Ankara, I am so happy you're here. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so happy to be here. And thank you for that beautiful introduction as well.
You're very welcome. I am a big fan of your work. I remember when you first released Success Codex, and I've been following you for years. And it's so exciting that you're offering the Codex through bodygraph.com now. And I have so many questions. And
Yay.
let's just start with the basics. So, for anyone who is brand new, what is Success Codex in simple terms?
Yeah, so in simple terms, it's a map of your genius potential in business and in leadership. And I have really been leaning into that leadership piece because I do believe that every single one of us who is led by our soul to create an offer into the world, to bring a service into the world, we are leaders. We might not see ourselves that way in terms of our traditional view of leadership, but we are. We're leading others. We're leading ourselves through this. And so the Success Codex gives you a map of all of these beautiful pieces that are you, but in really, really simple, easy to understand, grasp, tangible language so that, as entrepreneurs, we want to grab something and test it out and run with it so that we can actually get results from it.
The language aspect is so important because, as much as I love human design, the language can be so esoteric, which is something I really love about BG5. That's also something that's translated into simpler terms. And I really appreciate the way that you have simplified the language. So I want to hear a little bit more about that and just your overall inspiration on creating the system in the first place.
Yeah, so my story kind of goes back to where many of us are. And I will say I am a 3-6, and I'm a 3-6 pure generator. I do see my role as being a refiner. So I'm working with things, I'm testing them out. I see what's not working, and there is just this inner drive within me to make it better, and not just make it better for myself, but make it better and more efficient for other people. So I was giving a lot of gene keys readings and guiding people with the gene keys, also human design. So it was both. But what I noticed, especially with the gene keys, is it's really esoteric, and the language, it's not language that we use in our everyday lives. And so what happened was my clients were coming to me specifically because I was able to explain it and share the gene keys in very, very simple everyday terms. And so when I, kind of when the idea of the Success Codex crystallized, I knew that the first thing I had to do was to take all of these human design gates and bring them to their essence and find the words that really that not only express them at their core, like at what their frequency represents, but the Success Codex is also looked at through this lens of business and entrepreneurship and leadership. So there was another layer that I was kind of filtering the essence of these words through. And it was a long process, but in many ways, I felt like it almost like was channeled through me.
I can imagine it was a long process, and I love that you brought up like the 3-6 profile and your ability to really discern like what is and isn't working. And then also the way that you integrated, when I first discovered Success Codex, like I had been in human design for years. I played a lot with my gene keys and walked through the different sequences. And the way that you brought it together in such a unique way that is specifically focused on business is so exciting. And the other thing that I really love about it is that it includes some very, very significant astrological placements that you will not find in gene keys or human design. And these are things that I find so important. So I would love you to share more about those placements.
Absolutely. So anyone who knows their human design well will get their success codex and be like, I don't have these gates. Something must be wrong. But what the truth is it's exactly what you said. It felt there were a few astrology placements, calculations that felt really essential to this entrepreneurial journey. First is your rising, your ascendant, right? Like it's such a big part of who we are. It's part of the big three in astrology. We know it's important. We call that the impression. It's the natural, almost like the natural impact that you have on someone when you walk into a room. That's really important to know as an entrepreneur so that you can understand the way that people are perceiving and receiving you. So that was one. The other is midheaven, which we call leadership. It's our ability to, one, it's our public profile. It's how we are seen on a bigger scale and also how we scale. And that's also, it's essential to where we're going as entrepreneurs and as leaders. And then the third one that is not found in gene keys or human design is Black Moon Lilith. And this was one that I kind of discovered by accident. You're just kind of doing your little, well, for me, I do a lot of rabbit hole digging. And when I discovered Black Moon Lilith, I was like, there's something here that goes, I want to say, beyond the traditional interpretation of her, right? This Black Moon Lilith, I think in many ways is seen as a rebel. Sometimes the energetic has to do with our sexuality, with taboo. But I saw Lilith. Can I share the mythology of Lilith? That's just,
Yes,
that's actually what I'm thinking.
I would love you to do that.
We're just going here with what's coming through. So, if you're not familiar with the story of Lilith, Lilith is part of the original creation story. So, the original creation story is that God created Adam and Lilith, both of the same material, both at the same time. And Adam and Lilith were living in the garden together, as equals. And then one day, because Lilith refused to submit to Adam, she said, why would I be beneath you? I'm your equal. Not out of an act of rebellion, though. And this is the misinterpretation. People see her as this big rebel. It's not rebellion. It's honoring her truth. It's the courage to honor your truth, right? And so she refused. Adam told on her. She was cast out. And then they said, let's make the next one a little bit more subordinate. We'll make her out of you. So that's, whatever you believe with the story, but you can see in terms of a metaphor what that all represents. And so this, and by the way, she was, of course, vilified, demonized. Lilith was demonized for being a stand for what she believes in. But think about as leaders and as entrepreneurs, how essential it is that we are a stand for who we are. And that requires us to give ourselves permission to be that, right? It's not permission from the outside, it's permission from the inside. And so that's what the gateway of the Success Codex for Black Moon Lilith is. And I'm saying gateway. Gateway is what we call the planets and those astrology calculations in the system.
Thank you for sharing that story. And it's so important for entrepreneurs, like really that internal permission to be who you are and to show up as who you are, because that's when you really connect with the people that are your ideal audience. So I really love that you have that gateway specifically into that permission aspect. That's amazing.
Yeah, thank you.
And I would love to hear more if you could share a story, either about your own experience and the success you've created following your own codex, or if you would prefer about one of your clients.
I will tell you my story. So I always encourage people when they download their Success Codex to start with that key code that's in the center. That's called your primary genius, because it really is your genius zone. I call it your secret advantage. And, you know, I told you that I was going through and translating all of the gates into this new language. You know which one I just couldn't get? Of course, it was my own primary genius. You know, it's like you're so close to it, you can't see it. So my primary genius is 62.3. And so turns out it's the genius of decoding, okay? Being able to take lots of details and find the through line to kind of break it down, definitely with your expression, it's in the throat center, right? But to synthesize and to translate in very clear ways without getting caught up in, I need to include all of the details, right? And so on the one hand, there is a beautiful precision that comes with language and with words through this. And on the other hand, it can turn into being pedantic, where it's like the minutiae of finding the right word can actually lose people and it can waste a lot of energy. So, long story short, I didn't realize it at the time, but the act of translating these gates was me living my primary genius, was me prioritizing and allowing myself to do the thing that comes so naturally to me, not because, oh, I have to do this because it's going to make me money, but because I was in a place where I was so in tune with my natural gifts that it came through me. I wasn't critiquing it. I wasn't, you know, there was no pressure with it. I was allowing myself to be in my own genius zone. And what came out of it was this system, which, by the way, you know, like when I first came out with it, I'm like, what is this thing? Would anyone even like it? And so, you know, 3-6, I'm like calling all my friends and I'm printing out codexes and I'm giving all these readings. I must have given 200 readings in the first few months of, you know, after I created the system, really, really testing it out. But that has been, I want to say, like, yes, the system is incredible, but I really attribute the level of success that I'm at now, not just to the system, but to allowing myself to trust my own gifts and let them lead, right? And of course, there are other pieces of my own success codex that I'm leaning into when I'm expressing, when I'm communicating, you know, when I'm thinking about what I'm putting in front of the room, when I'm in a season of, you know, really active client attraction, the kinds of moves that I'm making. So many pieces are revealed in your constellation, in your map that is your success codex. But it has been a game changer to just lean into my own gifts. And it's similar to human design. I'm going on and on, but like, I know that you know as well, right? When you make that shift from, oh, I'm learning about human design to you're applying it, you're really listening to your authority. It's a totally different world.
Oh yeah, it's absolutely a game changer. And I love that you share this story. It's so powerful. And I also really resonate. So my primary genius is 56 line five. And for the longest time, also like really exploring it with Gene Keys, I felt like this is the hardest one for me to grasp. Why is this one so hard for me if it's my primary genius? So it took some time. So I love that you shared that. And on that note, I also want to bring up, so your primary genius is my structure, I believe it is, the Saturn mm-hmm. placement. Yes. So also mm-hmm. 62 line three. So I would love for you to share how like the same placement can show up in different areas of the chart and how it works differently when it's your primary genius versus your structure.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, for everyone who's downloaded their success codex, who's listening, you might have the same key code, 2, 3. I have one time I've seen 4 of the same. That's the most I've ever seen. But you know, having doubles in your codex is not unusual, right? If you look at your human design, it's the same. And it's the same energetic, but it's brought through a different context of your life, right? So when we're looking at it through primary genius, yeah, I'm leaning into this behind the scenes of my business and front of the room. I am intentionally carving out space to tap in, to prioritize and give and allow this genius to do what it wants to do. There are many tangible ways to do that, but that's kind of the gist of it. Now, your structure This is in the balance path. So structure is, it's the planet Saturn, right? And Saturn, typically you think of Saturn, it's like a little bit of like a stern, it's very generous, but you have to earn the rewards, right? You don't just get it for nothing. You do the hard work. It's all about being able to stay in that long game. It's about commitment. And through the Success Codex, we look at it as your key to structure. How do you create the structure that supports your flow, that supports your freedom, that supports you to really expand? I think that for some of us who tend to go into the esoteric places and the mystical and the magical or creatives, we can have a difficult relationship with structure, right? It can feel very confining, like a prison, like, no, if I have too much structure, then I can't be free to do what I want. But when the structure is aligned, it doesn't feel like this, it feels like this, right? And you can't see it if you're listening. So it doesn't feel like a stranglehold, like you're grasping. It feels like a foundation that's key, that's actually the solid ground underneath your feet so that you really can jump, fly, leaps and bounds. So 62 there, right? We're thinking about how do I tap into this genius of decoding and translating in order to create the structures that really support me. Do you remember what approach it is? The approach is what we call the lines.
It's three. It's the exact same.
Oh, interesting.
My
Yeah.
Saturn is conjunct your sun.
That's so fun. So it's so, you know, the key really, like the it's almost like you stay in the long game through detachment. So why detachment for the approach three? Let's start with the approach and then we'll actually come into that key code, right? So three, as I was talking about as my primary genius in my 3-6 profile, three is testing and experimenting and trying things out. It's learning through doing. It's very, very active. And so if I'm approaching something that I'm experimenting from a place of needing to get it right, attachment to the outcome has to look a certain way. Guess what? First of all, I'm never going to access the full potential because I've already put a block on it before I've even started. And two, it's actually cutting off my own nature. I'm meant to get it wrong so I can figure out how to get it right. And so immediately when I see that in structure, I think this beautiful detachment of the outcome. In other words, how can I take the pressure off of myself to create the structures that support me? And so we're weaving 62 in this gift of decoding, of synthesizing. You know, there's a chance that you've actually tested a lot of structures and systems out. I see you nodding, right? So, and that's that, first of all, that is because of that three, right? Usually, where we have a three, we've done some experimenting, whether we were conscious of the three or not. But so, really thinking about some of the details, some of what worked from the different places, and pulling it together for something that feels accurate, precise for yourself.
I so resonate with that. Thank you so much for,
Yeah.
I feel like I got a little mini reading.
Yeah, you're so welcome. And you know, and just to say, right, for everyone who's listening, right, like, okay, we can have this insight, but then always we want to actually take the insight and bring it down into reality and brainstorm some ways that we can actually test it, work with it, whether you have three lines or not. As entrepreneurs, we have to see what works for us. We can have a deep innate sense, okay, this is the thing, this is the structure, this is the strategy. But until we're on the path and walking the path, we don't know for sure, right? So I don't know, maybe there's just this invitation for everyone today. This is what's coming through, is allowing yourself to not have it right the first time you're trying something. And actually, maybe even leaning into that as some sort of a superpower gift of the universe that, you know, it's your growth opportunity.
I have a lot of third lines in my design, even though I'm not, it's not in my profile. But I always tell third lines, like, there is literally no such thing as failure for you. There is only feedback in discovering what doesn't work so you can discover what actually does work. And so I, whenever I have one of those little, slip ups. I'm like, ooh, that didn't work. I just laugh at it. Now I'm like, okay, well, I get to eliminate one thing that doesn't work on my path to discovering what does work. I think it's so important to remind people of that. Tell us a little bit more about where our listeners and viewers can get their free success codex and what they can expect to see or understand right away when they look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. So, I just added a very, very simple way to go and download your success codex, which is you just go to freesuccesscodex.com. Boom, it's done. Really nice and simple. And you'll see a little form there and you enter your birth data. By the way, the more accurate the birth time, the more accurate the chart, which is true for all of these systems. Once you enter your birth data, your success codex is going to come up on the screen and underneath. That will be an entire chart of information about what's on that success codex. Each of the boxes has those like three little dots for a pop-up window, and that's going to give you even more depth about your specific success codex. And as well, there's an invitation for you to take my free masterclass called Your Secret Advantage, which is all about your primary genius. And so you can sign up for that for free as well. What that's going to give you is a full explanation, full introduction to how the system works. That's kind of part one. And then part two, we go into the primary genius, why it's so important, what yours is telling you. And it also comes with a little mini report on your primary genius. So you can just, go do your little rabbit hole thing, because I know if I was you, that's what I would be doing. It's so much fun to learn about these pieces of ourselves.
Your secret advantage is also inside Bodygraph's Business Mastery Hub. And you also have a really awesome, I watched both of them, where you talk a little bit about how human design practitioners can actually bring some of the success codex into their human design readings. So I'd love for you to share a little bit more about that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that's the thing. I really see all of these systems, human design, gene keys, astrology, success codex, I see them as sibling systems, right? They're not an either or, they're a yes and. Each system can deepen and bring in these different angles and perspectives on the same work, which only makes our work as practitioners more rich. More well-rounded. And so I do encourage anyone who is a human design reader or an astrologer to begin using the Success Codex language to help describe the very same things with your clients, right? So if you're looking, let's say you're looking at their incarnation cross gates, you can look at the Success Codex, use the Success Codex language to talk about each of the gates in their incarnation cross. Right, one of those, of course, is your conscious sun is your primary genius. That's like the easiest way to do it because I think that's a piece that we talk about a lot. But like, let's say you are a visibility coach or you're a social media manager who uses human design, and you're talking with someone about how they express themselves, right, and helping your clients to find their own voice. Well, when you look at the Success Codex, there are a bunch of different colored boxes. And those are called the gateways. And these things are some of the things we spoke about: expression, permission, primary genius, initiative, your purpose, your attraction, your expansion. You can intuitively tune into, out of these colored boxes, out of these gateways, what does my client need to hear right now? And you go, and I swear, you don't have to know the technical definitions of any of these. It's why I made the language very easy. So that you don't have to spend forever studying them, right? Let's say you did want to look at expression and you see 35 adventure, right? Key code 35. You share that with your client. Be like, well, a key to your expression is tapping into adventure. What does that mean for you? I teach this in my Success Codex Specialist certification program as well. There is nothing more valuable than asking your client what the words mean to them. Hands down, we have been fed so much dogma collectively. Here's the rules, this is the word, this is the definition, you have to follow this. Yes, it's my 20 plus years teaching and teaching lots of different people. Yes, it's my 62 decoding. There are so many ways to say the same thing. So if we limit it to just one word, just one way of saying it, just one interpretation. We're limiting it. So if you really want to make the Success Codex part of your offers, I encourage you to join the certification program. But even without that, even without studying the system, just use the words that are there and test them, try them, see how they land with your clients.
Language really is so important. And I love looking at all of the different descriptions. For example, my primary genius, you know, the storyteller, the wanderer, the evocation in the Success Codex. There's just like so many different approaches to it. And like really contemplating those things and how they actually show up for me has really helped me understand that primary genius. And I am really glad that you brought up your certification because I was going to ask you about that next. And I would love you to share who it's designed for and also what the journey includes.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really excited. So this is the second round of the certification. We have the first round was absolutely amazing. We have such incredible community members who honestly come from a lot of different backgrounds. We've got a CPA, we've got healers, we've got guides, we've got human design enthusiasts, we've got human design experts, business coaches. Like, it really goes across the board. I would say the one thread that ties everyone who's interested in this certification really values supporting our clients and finding their own way to success, right? We're not the authority of our clients. Even the Success Codex is not the authority of our clients. Okay, neither is human design. Our clients are their own authority. We're giving them a tool to help them understand themselves, right? It is all about empowering our clients, and we're done with the cookie cutter stuff. We're done with the plug and play. It worked for what it did, but it doesn't actually work anymore because it's not sustainable. We need sustainable paths to success, right? So the people who come into the program, like, they're one, really excited about the language that we can use and how simple it is. As soon as they start working with the system with clients, they see all the ahas that happen, and then they really get excited. But I will say, you don't have to have an astrology background, you don't have to have a human design background, gene keys, any of that. Like, it is a standalone system, even though it's a sibling system to those other systems. So the program itself, we do it in two phases. In the first phase, we're going deep into your own Success Codex. Because if we're going to lead other people, we first have to lead ourselves. And so we'll go through every week, we're moving through a different gateway, a different planet, not just learning about it, right? I've got beautiful training programs that are very thorough. You're gonna learn about it, but we're gonna come together live and we're gonna discuss it. There's a lot of value, not just to bringing your own key codes and asking questions about your own chart, but to listen and witness others as they're beginning to understand their own, right? In phase two, we're diving into the Success Codex framework, the ethics, the philosophy, the boundaries of how we are using the system and how we're not. It's something that I feel very strongly about, and I already mentioned it. We're not here to tell people what to do. Even if you're a consultant, that's not how we use the Success Codex. We really use it as a springboard of self-understanding. And so we've got those pieces, lots of beautiful trainings. They're short, they're very digestible, they're thorough. But we do practice sessions every week during that phase. So even before you necessarily feel ready, I'm throwing everyone in. But it's so freeing because there's no expectation for you to get it right. And you just get to practice and try. And by the time you're done, you're so confident in giving sessions because you've been doing it already. And then there's a process of certification, which is optional, by the way. You can do the training without the certification.
As somebody who has done so many certifications herself, and I'm always in a certification, I really love the way that you're laying it out, because especially when we're studying a system like of self-understanding, personal development, really applying it to yourself first and understanding how it works in your own system and embodying it really makes such a huge difference. And then how you can help support and empower your clients with it. So this sounds like super robust and really, really exciting.
I want to just throw one more piece in there, and it's actually really important. I know if you've taken a lot of certification programs, I'm sure you've also taken a lot of certification programs that just give you information. They're not actually helping you to lead craft sessions, client sessions, how to get feedback, how to. So we actually spend quite a bit of time helping you as a student to find your own voice, to craft the flow of what your client sessions feel like. So like that's the other piece. One of the biggest pieces of feedback that I've gotten from round one was I am a better leader of any session using any modality because of what I've learned in this system. And so it's that same kind of thing. Like we are really applying it. It's not just an information piece.
And it is so important because, yes, I have been in plenty of information-only certifications, and it's really the ones that help you apply it in a non-cookie cutter way. Because if you're learning something that is like designed to not be cookie cutter, and then you're supposed to apply it in a cookie cutter way, like, oh, that doesn't, I don't know. So I love the way that you explain that. And I encourage anybody who's listening or watching to check out your Success Codex. And we would love to hear from you. So in the comments, like once you have checked it out, share your ahas, share what you learned about yourself that you didn't know before. And especially if you're somebody who's very familiar with human design and G keys, and you're now learning about these additional aspects in the Success Codex that are not part of Human Design and Gene Keys, I really want to hear what you learn about yourself. So, Ankara, you're also doing some little mini readings in bodygraph.com's Facebook community. And I know you've got one coming up.
Yes.
I want you to share a little bit about that. And I also want to let people know, because I know people will be watching this way past today, that you can go back and watch those replays. And it is so helpful because I remember I went back and watched one, and she talked about one of the key codes that I have, and it was super enlightening for me. So if you can make it live, definitely make it live. But if you can't, the replays are super valuable. So tell us more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. So December 1st, it's for anyone to come. Like all you have to do is bring your Success Codex and bring a question and ask me, and I will answer it. And as a generator, it's also super fun for me. So there's a lot of energy that kind of builds when we do those. And just like Vanessa said, it's so awesome to hear other people's Success Codexes being shared and other people's questions being answered. Even if we don't have that key code in our own chart, it really enhances our own understanding of the system and the world, right? Because these are universal principles. All of the gates are. They're not just these standalone pieces, so.
We are going to put the links in the episode description for all of the things we talked about today, including Ankara's upcoming certification, the Facebook group. Get your free trial at bodygraph.com if you haven't yet to check out the Business Mastery Hub, because there are so many wonderful trainings in there. And it's such a good community. So definitely check those out. They are in the episode description. Let us know in the comments what new thing you learned, what you're excited about. And thank you so much, Ankara, for being here with us. And we look forward to seeing everybody in the next episode.